Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, June 29th, 2014 edition. With a little extra hum this morning. Maybe the solution is to, seems to be coming from the streaming computer. Maybe we should just get it a little further away from the mic, because it's quite annoying. Anyway, welcome to the June 29th, 2014 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And brothers and sisters, today we conclude Miklos Niemcy's Auschwitz, a gift we had no reason to hope for. And yet, here it is. Miklos Niemcy's testimony has set us on a necessary trajectory to our freedom. And towards that end, I've put up a new page that's in development, and it's where these radio conversations, I intend for them to continue. So I hope you'll check it out. It's called Keith Lowe Lessons from Savage Continent for Building Our Future. To say that this moment in our human story portends clarion calls to us, that we must step up and claim this challenge called the future, is to cast in grays what's better viewed in vivid color. It is a moment rich in promise and in risk. For it is imperative that we begin moving forward all together and with consciousness. And I think we should ponder how to take these words to the global arena. How do we as a global one move against attempts to divide us, if not by collectively claiming the naming of the future, if not by saying we the people have to shape it differently. And I don't mean tweak what we got. Trust, we here on the bottom, we know you can't adjust what's wrong. And because we never hear that over the airwaves, it can lead us to believe there is no other way but to obey. So we're not going to hear what we need for our future over the airwaves. I think that my determined efforts for the last 5 years have at least demonstrated to me conclusively that, hey, there's certain taboo thoughts. That's just the way it is, and that we have to come to grips with that fact. But because they're taboo don't mean they don't exist. Believe me, we are in the majority. Every single one of us who feels our gifts thrown away, who struggles to simply hang on to the little bit of soul we got left, we are wanting a different future, not a adjusted regime of wrong. And we have to start believing that and saying it to each other and planning with each other and then figuring out how to interlink internationally what we're doing. So we, all of us, we the global people have to name the future. We have to say what we want. In our hearts, we know what we want. We don't want force to rule us anymore. We don't want to be compelled to do what we do. We want it to be our freely given gift to each other. And if we don't step up, we will once again simply be taken down the path of division. Because as we'll see with the concluding thoughts in this work of Miklos Niemcy, When we're under the regime of compulsion, when we're ruled by necessity, we're in survival mode. We can't have empathy for each other. And we are then manipulated to turn against each other very easily. From mutual aid, we turn unwillingly, but still we turn to division, because that's what gets paid. And all of us have to live before anything else. So we will be taken down that path of division, nation by nation, under leaders. So, as long as we can, we better push hard right now, because the folks who rule are, and because our oceans are crying, and our earth is poisoned, and our lungs are filled with gunk, and we can't hardly hold on to hope anymore. So we gotta start boosting each other, each other's hope. So no violence, no division, no leaders must be our keys. We all have to start naming the future. And our watchword must be solidarity.